Now, Galway United are back in action this coming Friday night live and over the line. 7:45 as they head up to the Ryan McBride Brandywell to take on Derry City in round 7 of the Premier Division. Delighted to be joined by the Galway United manager, John Caulfield. John, how are you keeping?
Yeah, keeping very well, Darren. It's preparing for Friday's night's match, so we're all looking forward to it.
Yeah, and we were just talking off air there, John. It was nice to, I suppose, to have a weekend off after such a busy start to the season where you played 6 matches in 5 weekends. But again, now you're coming right back into a doubleheader.
Yeah, I suppose that's the beauty about this league is that even though it was international weekend, we had no match last weekend, we straight away go into away to Derry Friday night and home to Bohemians on Monday. So it's straight back into the thick of it again. And, you know, as we've seen, Darren, every game this year has been really, really close and very tight, and that's really going to be the nature of the league right through. So, you know, 6 games gone, just a hectic opening, and you know, we've sort of, I suppose, refreshed the bodies and are waiting to go again this weekend.
Yeah, because I was just going to ask you that there, John, before we focus in on Derry, about your overall assessment of the season so far. Obviously, you'd be delighted, it was delighted maybe, but you'd be happy to have 7 points in the bank anyway. A good positive start. I suppose, like anything, as you mentioned, every game is so, so tough. And while defensively you've been excellent, I suppose a few more goals would be handy.
Yeah, and I suppose that's it, Darren. I suppose ultimately the games we've scored and we've won. And obviously, you know, we've had a draw and a number of, you know, 3-1-0 defeats against, I suppose, 3 of the top teams. But at the same time, we're disappointed over that because, you know, we have created chances and we haven't taken them. And certainly that's an area that we've been working on all week, really. But, you know, we've had a few injuries as well, which certainly with Wasim out injured and he hasn't played at all any league game this year. And, you know, he's on the way back, and you know, he certainly, when he came in last year, made a big impact the second half of the season. And obviously, Stephen Walsh had a suspension, so he has been back for the last couple of games. And so we've had a few of the forwards out of action, which hasn't helped. But look, it's like everything else. You know, when you get opportunities at this level, you have to take them. And in the tight games in particular, we've had opportunities. And I suppose, look, all you can do is get back to the training ground, work hard, work on our finishing, and you know, we have created a number of chances, but we just need to take them.
What's the feeling like among the lads at the moment? Because like you were so, so close to getting a result against Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah, I think for everyone, you know, obviously a sellout crowd on the night and the game on TV. But I think our supporters could see, you know, what a fantastic team Shamrock Rovers were, and you know, the players they had of, you know, Dylan Watts in particular, Graham Burke. You know, people could see firsthand how good they are, and they're champions for a reason, the fact they've won their last 4 league titles. But I think overall, while it was great to see them in Terryland live and a lot of people for the first time to see them live, you know, at the same time, it did show that, you know, we were very, very competitive and the game was very close. Certainly there was times of the games when they dominated, but I think in the second half, you know, we gave as good as we'd got. And certainly there was a feeling within the group that we might snatch the game in the last 15 minutes. We certainly had 1 or 2 very close shaves to go ahead. And then really out of nothing, you know, 1 defensive lapse and they put the ball in the back of the net. And that's the difference at this level. And it was a signal for the players afterwards. But look, at all you can do, Darren, is look at the positives of what you did. And seeing the areas where you can improve on and get the head down and get back working hard and not feel sorry for yourself because every game is so tight and so close. And we just need to keep the belief in ourselves and keep the work rate and keep the attitude.
And that's exactly what brings us now up to Derry on Friday night. It's quite some time since Galway United and Derry City got together, going back 7 years. There'll be lots of changes of personnel in both camps. But Derry, they've got off to a good start, though they'll have been disappointed to have slipped up against Bohemians the last day.
Yeah, well, I suppose it was a typical game where, you know, Bohemians had sacked our manager. There was a bit of a kick, which can happen at times in them. And but Derry, to be fair to them, have, you know, they're probably the team that are seen as the main challengers to Shamrock Rovers. They've invested very, very heavily over the last number of years. And again, this season by bringing Pat Hooban up there, Daniel Kelly from Bohemians. So they've signed two attacking players, which probably let them down last year. And certainly, they're probably, if there's ever going to be a year for Derry to beat Shamrock Rovers, the feeling is it's this year. So it's a massive, massive challenge to us. And we know how good they are. Patrick McIlhenny, Will Patching, these players that won the cup. Patrick McIlhenny has plenty of leagues with Dundalk. So they're a very experienced side. Obviously, the manager, Rory Higgins, has been around the league a long time. Very good coach. And huge expectations in Derry this year to win the league. So, we know that it's going to be a really, really difficult game for us. But look at these are the challenges. This is where we want to be. And we have to stand up and be counted. And we have to, make sure that we do what we've done since the start of the season, give everything we have. And, I always believe in that if you give everything you have, that's all you can ask for. And when we have done this, that right at the start of the season, we've been very close in all the games and we won a number of games and we've lost a few games. But, it's a massive challenge, but we're looking forward to it.
You mentioned there are two players, Patrick McIlhenny and Will Patching. They're just coming back from injury. They came off the bench that day against Bohemians. And even listening to you talking there, you'll be expecting them to take a prominent role in this game on Friday night for Derry.
Yeah, I think the fact that they've come back from injury and they both came on against Bohemians and with the week's break, we expect both of them to start because they're in their starting 11, whether at full strength. So, being at home and after the defeat they had against Bohemians, we know they'll be all guns blazing, ready to hit us and being at home that they'll want to bounce back and put in a strong performance. So, we're well aware of that and we've spoken about that, but at the same time, we must make sure that we're in control of what we can do and how we're going to push the game and making sure that our players are I suppose mentally strong and know what they're going into the face, but at the same time making sure that we can give our performance and play the way we want to play.
Obviously, John, we're behind Galway United for the game on Friday, but you mentioned another player there as well that will have interest down here, and that is Pat Hooban as well, of course, being originally from Loughrea. He's knocking in the goals again, as you touched on. I think he's got six goals so far in the league, and while your defence have been solid, this is arguably probably the biggest test in regard to an out-and-out striker they face this season.
Yeah, and that's a challenge to us. They have a front line there of Michael Duffy, who has several leagues with Dundalk, Patrick Hooban, who has been prolific in our league for many years when he played as he's played here. Daniel Kelly again on the wing for who came from Bohemians. So they have pace and power. And look at Darren, the bottom line is they paid big to Patrick Hooban from Dundalk. They paid a transfer fee. I believe he's the second highest earner in the league, and they paid for one reason to win the league, and already he's delivered for them. So we know how good he is, and it's going to be a massive test to our centre backs. But at the same time, we did come up against them last year for the Dundalk in the cup game in Terryland, and our centre backs that day, Rob Slevin and Killian Bruder did very well. So let's hope they can do the same again on Friday night.
John, if you don't mind me asking, was he a player that you were hoping to get this season, or was it just like, as you mentioned there, the money you probably just couldn't compete with?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We had conversations with him. Obviously, we were hopeful that the fact that he was a County Galway lad that he might want to play for the club. But to be fair, I think it was obvious, after the first meeting that his interest really was staying up more or less in the Dundalk area. That's where he's living at the moment, and obviously the offer. That Derry gave was really substantial, and unfortunately for us, we couldn't compete. But I don't think there was a willingness anyway. To be fair, from Pat himself, I don't think he really wants to. He doesn't see himself being back in Galway. He sees himself. He lives up in Dundalk in that area, and I think that's where he sees himself being based in.
Well, we'll see him in action there as well. As you were saying there, John, we're expecting Derry to come at us as well. Do you tweak your system much as well, or do you focus on maintaining your own platform in regards to the style that you've built up so far?
No, absolutely. I think you're always tweaking, Darren, to improve and get stronger in certain areas. And this will be a different type of game. In terms of, obviously we will be having a lot of defending to do. We'll be under pressure from that point of view. So we need to be solid and compact. And but at the same time, we feel we'll get opportunities And we need to take them if when we do get them. But at the same time, we know we're going to have to defend well, and because, you know, we, as we saw against Shamrock Rovers, they dominated parts of the game very well, but we limited them to a clear-cut chances. You know, I think Brendan had maybe two saves and saves to make it the whole game. But at the same time, we're expecting, you know, Derry probably coming with a backlash after losing the Bohemians and being at home, that, you know, we need to be ready for the start of the match to be at it. And obviously, you know, we make certain adjustments for that. But at the same time, you know, I'm always optimistic. You have to go with your best plan and your best game plan. And ultimately, in every match, you have to focus on how can you try and win the game. And that's what we're trying to do.
Well, John, we certainly hope it's good enough to get at least one point, if not bringing the whole three back down to Galway here. One question I want to ask you before you go, you touched on it earlier on, and just ahead to Monday's game, Alan Reynolds has been appointed as the new Bohemians manager. Have you any thoughts on that?
I think, you know, to be fair, obviously they sacked Declan Devine, which is, you know, unfortunate for Declan because he's a pretty good guy, and you know, he'd been in the cup final last year. We know we lost the semi-final to them in Terryland, and you know, he was in the cup final. Bohemians had played very well, and they were lucky enough to win it. But at the same time, you know, the expectations were so high in the club. After a slow start, after five games, they decided to move him on, and you know, I suppose it's interesting. You know, they decided to go with Alan. I suppose Alan has been a number two at numerous clubs: Derry, Dundalk, St. Pat's, Cork, Waterford. And so, you know, he's been a number two in most of the clubs in Ireland. So that he feels now is his time to step up to number one position, which is a massive challenge. And obviously, he's that belief in himself that he can turn them around. And look at it will be a challenge being a manager as opposed to being an assistant manager. Because you have a lot more expectations and more pressure on you, so it'll be interesting to see how Alan deals with it. Obviously, he's a big coaching CV, and being with the Irish under 21 team, but being a manager puts different challenges on you, and so it'll be interesting to see how he gets on. And I suppose, you know, again, certainly Bohemians will be hoping to have a massive impact for their club, and we know all about it Monday night when they come to Terryland.